Blog Talk Radio.
You.
Hello.
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, Big Red. How you doing?
Hey, Brother B. How are you?
What's going on? Oh, I'm trying to beat the heat, but it's not working. Not working
yeah.
at all. Just running around trying to make moves. What up, y'all? What up? It is we back after a little hiatus. It feels good to be back. Big Red, Brother B, The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What up, everyone? What's up? We missed y'all. We missed hollering. Hope you missed us back. What's good?
What's Red? Good?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
How you been, Red? How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, I haven't been, aggravated with the heat because I've been in my house.
Well, that works. Sometimes you just gotta.
I did go out yesterday, but that wasn't until like after 6 o'clock, and it was still 2,000 degrees outside. But I was in the, I took, car services, so, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, yesterday I played, played home close and, just came in the house not too long ago. But thank goodness the AC in the vehicles because if it wasn't for AC, I didn't really, everywhere I went was kind of air conditioned, so I really didn't feel it. So I felt really spoiled today. But I'm sure that will change head out to work later. I won't be in that mix. But it's all good. I hope everyone out there is staying cool. And hope all is well. And if not, me and Big Red will definitely keep you in our prayers. Or Big Red and I will keep you in our prayers. So once again, we're back after a little hiatus. It is Big Red, Brother B with The Menu. On Blog Talk Radio, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Now, I just gotta, throw a little rant out there, since go along with the topic, I don't understand. Like, let's address this heat right here. I don't understand. I had a little situation the other night where, if it's feeling like 91 degrees, I don't know if you saw what I posted up on Facebook, but it's 86 degrees outside, 91, it's feeling like 91, humidity is at 71%, but you got a flight jacket on, and you're talking about this weather's beautiful. Yo, I'm appalled. I was appalled. Because, 86 degrees and you're wearing a jacket, either you're out to do something devious or I don't know, you're like.
Maybe you're just mentally ill.
I don't understand. Because I know my ass was hot. Could somebody please, maybe there's some type of medical condition. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
I've seen a lot of that. Just like you said, I've seen a lot of that yesterday, and like I said, the most of the people that I've seen you know, it's obvious that they have some type of mental condition. You know, because the ones I've seen was homeless or whatever. So,
nah, this person.
You gotta have some type of.
This person wasn't homeless, no.
Well, you know, maybe he was trying to style the profile for the fall or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I just couldn't understand it. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, like I said, people just got to be aware. You got to be careful in this heat out here because it's serious. And, you know, there's nothing more I can really say about that because it was kind of, you know, you just get stuck. You just look at it and be like, I can understand seeing somebody sticking their finger in horse shit before I can see something like that. Like, I just don't, like, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. 3054, you on the air with the menu. What's good?
Hey, guys. Welcome back. It's a hot run, yo.
What's up?
Big dog.
It's a hot run. Who's that one?
What?
K-Dog. Hey, dog.
That's K-Dog? Hey,
dog.
It's
hot
run.
It's hot run.
Nah.
The heat got the best of Brother B right now. It's okay.
Oh!
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's hot run.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't have a drink first. Hold on. I got to do that over again. Room.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
everyone, it is the absolute truth. Leader of the pack. The Hot Rock.
Thank you very much.
No.
No, I will call back later on tonight, but I just want to say, Big Red, I know it's very hot outside, but please put on some clothes right now. You cannot do the show naked, okay?
He's stupid.
Please.
He's
sleeping. Put on some clothes, okay? That's
you're
what I'm saying. I'm
so
Big Red walking down Flatbush Avenue naked out on the streets. I'm like, come on, Big Red, come on.
No, it's
fine.
Listen, I told people, I said, listen, I'm going to be showing my belly meat this summer. Everybody else will show their belly meat, why not me?
Well, it's true.
No.
Well, come on, I'm telling you as a friend, put on some clothes.
Put on some clothes.
Something, a
towel.
You're a daggone
mess. This is an hour or
something. You know.
Oh, yeah, these people are like, some of the things I've seen in the last couple of days, I don't know.
Hey, you know, talk about the topic about men venting. I saw a girl today. She dressed like her skirt, like the crotch area was out in the open. So I'm like, okay, I know.
Oh, no.
Well, you're showing your crotch out in the open. So once again, if a guy went up to you and approached you, why get upset? You know.
Right.
You know, guys are like,
because she'll say, oh, I can wear what I want.
True, but guess what? You can wear what you want, and I say it all the time, but then, so every answer, there's a consequence. You know, if you're the sheep, there will be wolves. Is it a wolf
right
that come after you to eat?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right, you know, but at the same time, you should know what you're getting yourself into overall.
Well, Hot Rod, these women, these young, you know, especially these younger generation women, that's what they think. Oh, we're dressing like that. They got these songs out with these city girls, whatever they named the city girls, and they think that's what it is. I'm supposed to be, you know, walking around like that and enticing men, and, you know, that's what it's about. And once again, it's about, you know, a little, show a little class to yourself. There's nothing wrong with dressing nice and, you know, of course, that's what we do. We're women. We're supposed to, you know, be attracted to the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever it is they want to do. But just have a little class about yourself when you're doing it.
True. I'm not disagreeing with you, but at the same time, there's some females out there that will do that, but you get upset with the Me Too movement. You start preaching about it. It's like an oxymoron overall, I like to say. You know,
right.
You say one thing, but you go out and do another thing, but when you get harassed, you get upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I don't know. I'll give you guys a call later. I'll go feed the brats right now. They're dinner. Good luck with the show.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Later. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the illustrious, infamous Hot Rod from The Absolute Truth, our other show on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, what up to Hot Rod again, K Dog, Lady T, Sean Black, the crew. Hope all is well. So, I guess ain't nothing to it but to do it, but to get into it, right?
Get into it.
So, tonight's topic, once again, Big Red, Brother B, The Minion, Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. Tonight's topic, who can men vent to? So, I saw this post posted by, reposted by my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
About who can men vent to. So I felt that this was a good topic to go with, because nowadays, even though the post was originally black men, who do y'all vent to? But I think we're just gonna leave the whole black men part now for now and keep the whole thing, just men in general. But,
and I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we live in a society or world in general where it's always been a male, a man can't show emotions. Men are not supposed to do this or do that, or they'll look weak, and we're supposed to keep everything bottled up. But, in some cases, keeping everything bottled up is not always a good thing, because it can have, different types of effects that are, may not be good for that person or the people around that person.
Right.
So the thing that bothers me, and I've heard this said before, you soft. Oh, you a punk, or you want some sissy stuff, or whatever. Why? Because, a man is venting. Oh, you complaining. Like, there's a big difference between complaining and venting.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, it's interesting how some women out there want men to get in touch with their softer side, but yet, when they do show some type of emotion, or they do, feel like they want to get something off their chest, they're called names, or they're thought of as less of a man.
Emasculate, emasculate them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because, they're voicing the opinion that 9 times out of 10, some of them really do not want to hear, or really, they don't want to hear, or they don't care to hear it. So, you said you had something to say on that. So, go ahead, Red. Let it rip.
Okay. Now, the article said, who the black men, it says black men venture.
Yeah, who
so
black
now,
men, who do y'all venture?
Right, okay. Right, okay. So now, once again, just like
but
you said, that goes,
No, go ahead. I'm going to say
that. That goes for, just like you said, it does go for men in general. Now, I'm going to elaborate on that, because you know what? And I'm going to say this, and, I hope it doesn't get, misconstrued.
No problem.
Unfortunately, you know what? It is what it is. It's this is how I see it. And this is my opinion. This is how I see it. Unfortunately, I can say that the reason why the guy had put that, because, of course, he's a black man himself, I think, that put both of that. And because, once again, and especially black men, they're supposed to be the strong, black men are strong. Nothing bothers them. Teflon Don, nothing's supposed to bother them. And you know what? They don't have to vent, or they shouldn't be venting. Or just like you said, they get emasculated by black women, But then on the other side, with other ethnicities, it seems like it seems like they're a little more, if they vent, they're able to vent, and when they vent, they're not looked at as weak. I'll say it like that. When black men vent, they're looked at as weak. When you know, other races or ethnicities does it, oh, it's like, oh, he's not weak. Oh, he just needs help. Oh, let him go. You know, let's get him some therapy. Let's do this and that. You understand what I'm saying? But with black men, it seems like, oh, he's just angry because of this, this, that. No, they make all, they say what he's angry about, but okay, if he's angry about the thing, why don't you try and help him to figure it out? Why don't you try to get this person some help? You understand what I'm saying? Try to get them some help instead of saying, oh, well, he's angry, oh, because his father used to beat him and all this other stuff and this, that, and that. Okay, if that's the issue or a problem, maybe he has those issues or maybe that bothers him, then you as a woman or his woman or whoever it is, parent or whatever, get the person some help. Sit down and talk to them. Try to deal with them a certain way than to just already imagine, oh, you acting like an ish and all this other stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I get you. Okay, so if I have to go there, see, there's a difference between the princess and the queen. The princess is a queen in training, but sometimes not every princess becomes a queen. You know, some of them just kind of remain princesses for, you know, basically forever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if that makes any sense. See, my thing is this. A queen, a true queen, knows how to be there for her king. She knows what to say,
mm-hmm.
how to say it. She knows what to do, how to do it. She knows how to provide, protect emotionally, physically, spiritually. She knows what to do to give him that strength. You see, one thing a lot of people, one thing that I don't like is when a lot of women out here, and I got to say, it seems like especially black women are on this, oh, I could do bad by my damn self. Well, I don't need no man. I don't need this. I don't need that. The whole thing is not about needing a man. Just like mm-hmm. it's not about needing a woman. We complement each other for what one lacks, the other one, you know, brings to the table and vice versa. So the male and female unit is something that's, I mean, been around for the longest. But like I said, for what we lack, you bring to the table, and vice versa. So if you're that type of woman that seeing your man out there, your king out there, if you're supposed to be that type of queen that you call yourself, and your king is out there busting his ass or trying to make it happen or out there doing this, and you know, trying to make sure that home is taken care of, and maybe he may have had a rough day and he's coming home and he's saying, hey, this, that, and the third, and you call yourself a queen and the first thing you want to do is be like, listen, I don't want to hear that shit. Get your ass back out there and do what you got to do with your family, or stop whining or stop crying
mm-hmm.
or bitching or whatever.
I did this and I did that today. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? I wasn't crying. I wasn't crying and whining when I was 9 months pregnant with your baby. Or I wasn't doing all this when I was with that. Listen, see that right there? That's the difference between the princess and the queen. You haven't
mm-hmm.
learned those lessons. You haven't. You're not experienced enough to have that title. See, a lot of chicks out here is coming out of nowhere, wanting to throw crowns on themselves, talking about their queen. You got to earn that spot. Just like men got to earn that king, you got to earn that
king
queen.
Spot, that's right. But see,
you just can't go out there
mm-hmm.
getting and emotionally beating down your man or emotionally beating down men. What do you think's going to happen for you? Nobody wants to be around that type of BS.
Absolutely.
Because you're not supportive.
Absolutely.
You're not supportive. You're not showing. First of all, if you think you're worth, if it's all about what's between your legs, then that's as far as your worth goes.
Mm-hmm.
But a real man is looking for more. A real man wants
yep.
more from the woman that he's going to say, you're my queen. It's more than just the physical. It's all about
right.
the emotion. It's all about the spiritual. That, you know what I'm saying? A real man need that. They feed off of that. Because there isn't a real man out there, whether I know them or not, and I'm talking about real men, that when shit hits the fan or the back is against the wall and their woman is like, and their queen is like, yo, I got you, baby. It empowers them to go out there and turn the impossible into possible. They make it happen.
But see, the problem is now, like I said, and like I keep saying, there is nobody teaching anybody anymore. Nobody wants to teach anybody anymore. Parents are not teaching. Fathers and mothers are not teaching. They're not showing these things at home. So once again, it's a cycle. If you keep repeating the cycle, it's going to keep happening. And now it's worse because once again, and I always say, because of the society now, because of social media now, and sadly, TV and social media has a bigger influence over these kids than the parents do now.
Yes,
because they're
bad.
Not taking the time out. Right, just sit your ass in front of the TV. Or you got babies that are 6 months old that know how to scroll through phones and text messages. How is a six-month-old child doing? And now, once again, it's all right because it's, you know, advanced. Okay, that's fine. But how do they know to go to YouTube and go to this video and go to that video? Because that's all you do is just stick them in front of the phone, and that's it. And this is what this is what the society has become. You're not sitting down teaching these children and thinking then that's all you do. That's all you're going to do from 6 months on. Or give them the phone. Take this. What you're going to teach them anything besides just getting on the phone? And then as they're getting older, yes, they're going to start researching and looking at more things.
Yeah.
So it's just, nobody's teaching anybody anything. That's the problem. Women have to, like I said, I'm going to say this. And like I said, because I have two sons as well. You have to let a man be a man sometimes. It's not something that I had to always, put in my head because it's just you have to let a man be a man. If he's an actual man, then you let him be a man. Now, like I said, there's a difference. I know the difference between the male and an actual man. I know that.
Well,
got that flip side.
Mm-hmm. Well, see the whole that's the whole thing. We grew up in an era where we saw certain things. We saw our fathers in the home, despite whatever discretions they may have had. We saw our fathers in the home. We saw our fathers going to work. We saw our fathers, bring home the turkey bacon and all other types, cold cuts and situations and so forth. We got a sense of what being a man was all about. Even the mm-hmm. women, the elders that are elders now, they were different.
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones that were still holding on to some type of family values. They were the ones that it wasn't an issue to be in the kitchen or it wasn't an issue to be the homemaker because the foundation is the home. See, let me tell you, I got to put this out there to some of these so-called newfangled women out there who think, oh, I'm supposed to be barefoot and pregnant. No, that's not what it's about. But once again, if you don't know how to make a home for yourself, how are you going to make a home for anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the simple things. I mean, hey, my father and mother taught me how to cook. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I had both worlds. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got mothers out there that's not trying to invest that time, that quality time, I got to show you this or I got to show you that. If you can't make a home, then I got to ask you, what's your function? Lay up with somebody? To lay up with somebody? How far is that going to go?
But even back then, now, speaking of what we're talking about, like I said, women, once again, women, and I'm not saying that all women, you probably had women that were probably on that nonsense too, but they let their men, like, I think because things were maybe a little different then. But even if the husband or boyfriend or whatever it is had a bad day, they were able to come to their woman and say, hey, baby, listen, I had a bad day, da da da. Women were more like, okay, let me listen to what's, you know, what your problem is or what happened, or let me help, you know, let me see if I can.
You know what, you're right, Red. I'm sorry to cut across, but they were more open. They were more open. They were more understanding. They, in all actions, but another thing is, they were, oh my gosh, they were just, they were more nurturing.
Nurturing,
I'm sorry, but women years ago were way more nurturing. And it wasn't just to the children, but it was also to their man, because a lot of them, you know, understood the fact that, yeah, my man goes out here and do this. Yeah, he goes out there and do that. Yeah, he's going, he's taking care of business. He's handling this, and he's dealing with the world, especially to the black man. But he's going out there dealing with the world that hates him, and he's coming home to what? He's coming home to that nurturing, which de-escalates the situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got to read something. That this guy posted. Now, like I said, it you know, my cousin posted it, and it was reposted from somebody else. And like I said, it's not, it's the all across the spectrum thing, but like I said, the post was rooted in the question of black men, who do y'all vent to? So I got to read what this guy said. His name is Joshua Johnson. So his comment was, we're not allowed to vent. Black men are supposed to be the strongest warriors that push through all obstacles. Soon as we start talking about feelings and emotions, women want to tell you you're acting like a bitch and man up. That's why you got so many hypersexual and hyperviolent black men. We are forced to bottle up how we feel so we look solid. Then when shit gets real, it's a tornado of emotions. I 100% agree with what he said. I totally agree with what he said, because when you don't have an outlet, sadly things can manifest themselves in different ways, and it could be destructive, or like I said, hypersexuality, like men out here, you know, or sleep with multiple women. Why? To prove what? To prove that they're a man. You can sleep with 30 women in a day. It doesn't mean you're a man. It doesn't mean you're a real man.
Right.
It just
means
you're a man.
Hold on.
A male with stamina.
Right. Hold on. Let me cut across. That went right quick. Or they, I'm not going to say they're sleeping with multiple women, but they may go to another woman, because guess what? If he's getting flack from you at home and he goes to another woman that's sitting down actually listening to him. He can sit down and be like, yo, listen, da 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 da, this happened today. You know, she don't listen to me at home. And that woman be like, all right, tell me what's wrong. And that can, it don't even have to be, it could be a woman that, you know, that he worked with. It could be a friend of his that he was friends with for years, or maybe they rekindle friendship. And then now all of a sudden, he's going to this woman because guess what? She's listening to him. While you at home hollering and screaming and yelling, and like I said, I'm not going to say that I condone this stuff. But I'm just saying, this is why these things happen. Not on top of just them sleeping with multiple women, but it may not be just that they're sleeping with multiple women, but they may just go to one woman or one here or there, because guess what? These women are listening to me, and you're not. So what you think is going to happen? Feelings may get involved, because you know what? At home, I'm not getting no feelings, because guess what? I'm telling you how I feel, and you just brushing me off. You telling me, just like I said, you telling me about you, and it's like, babe, it's about me right this very minute. Can I get a little, you know? But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, you listen. You don't be sorry. 100%
no,
correct.
I'm cutting the cord, cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No. Listen. We all heard that story of like, oh, you know, those stories of how, you know, dudes talking. You know, you always have that. Some female has that. Male at work or somewhere, or that male friend that she talks to, and some dudes feel threatened by that dude, because it's like, oh, well, you know, well, why you talk to him and you don't talk to me? It's also kind of the same for men. Because when men have that person they can talk to other than their mother, if their mother's around, when they have that person that they can talk to, and that person that is listening, that woman that understands, and that woman that gives them some nurturing advice, see, there's an attraction starts. And it doesn't have to be physical. It doesn't have to be physical.
Exactly.
It's emotional. Because she's giving him that food that he's been starving for. That nurturing thing is serious. Why do you think a lot of dudes out there, whether they want to admit it or not, but most of them are mama's boys. And there ain't nothing wrong with
absolutely.
That.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because,
but
because,
it depends
because.
On how much of a mama boy they are.
Oh, well, this is true. This is true.
Because sometimes they can be over.
I know Norman Bates. I know Norman Bates stuff, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
But the whole thing is the nurturing aspect. And there's a lot of women out there that just don't get it because they're too busy focused on themselves. They're too busy focused on what they need to do and how they do it. Now, on the other side of that, you have a lot of women out there that are just messing with the wrong type of dudes. And, you know, that's another conversation in itself. But my whole thing is, fellas, you can't keep it bottled up. You know, I used to think the same way. There's more than one way to just, you know, as the elders used to say, there's more than one way to skin a cat, which I never really understood that. But anyway, yeah, I never really understood that, but it was just interesting to say.
My mother used to say that all the time.
Yeah, I was like, I said, why would you want to skin a cat? But, you know, be careful because the Humane Society may call the show and be like, are you talking
man.
About skinning cats? Like, no, I'm
skinning,
not.
Skinning cats? No, we're not. It's an expression, people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, dudes, you know, we can't keep, it's a lot going on in the world. The world is changing. And sometimes, you know, pressure can indeed bust tight. If you don't have somebody to vent to or talk to, maybe you should have, you know what I'm saying? Because you can always talk to your boys. Like, we could always sit down and talk with the fellas and all this and that and it feel good, but sometimes it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same, like once again, it's the nurturing. Because dudes, we can be there emotionally, but we're not as nurturing as women are. And see, that's the whole key thing right there. It's the nurturing factor. There's a lot of women that kind of have lost that nurturing factor, that true,
and guess
that
who
true
we can,
nature.
And guess who we can thank for that? Guess who we can thank for that?
Who you thank for that?
Mr.
Ooh.
Steve Austin. That's who.
Mr.
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah. I kind of. All right. We, you know, it's kind of a love hate relationship thing with Mr. Harvey and his thing. Yeah, that whole act like a. What is it? Think like a man, but act like a woman.
Yeah, I
totally disagree with that whole situation. I mean, I have to pinpoint a couple of things. We're all hardwired different. Men and women are hardwired different.
Right.
So to go tell a woman to think like a man, no. Why should she think like a man? Think like a man in terms of what? In terms of going out there and being a go-getter, then say that, but don't say think like a man, because you'll have some women out here who will interpret that as, oh, think like a man, then I'm going to go out here and be a dog.
Right,
I'm going to go out here and shit on them. I'm going to go out here and be on some cutthroat stuff. And that's not really what being a man is all about. There's other things that encompass being a real man, a true man, other than you just like there's different things that encompass being a true woman. But to sit there and listen to someone or read the words of someone who has their own failed situations when it comes to relationships, I don't know how we do that. Like, make up your own mind. Use your own judgment. Thinking
right,
like a
right,
man,
right.
And then at the same time, act like a woman. So how are you going to think like a man and act like a woman? Like, that's confusing.
Right,
that's just hypocritical in the title itself. To me, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I would ask. I would have to ask Mr. Harvey, like, what do you mean by think like a man? Like, what is thinking like a man?
Listen,
like,
you probably
like,
don't even remember.
Like, yeah, because my whole thing is, do you speak for all men? I mean, I don't know, but it's like, do you speak for all men? Because one man doesn't speak for you, so you speak for yourself. So to sit there and tell millions of women who probably bought your book to think like a man but act like a woman, to me, I find, you know, preposterous. Because I know a few people that actually have bought that book and they started reading certain things, and the way they interpreted, I was like, I don't think that's what he meant. Oh, yes, it
right,
does.
Exactly.
Yes, it does. And I was like, see, this is where trouble is really starting. Like, this is not going to be, it's not going to be a good thing. And it's not to knock the brother. You know, much luck and success to all of to him, but to some people, they feel that the game is to be sold, not to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't believe in neither. I don't believe the game should be sold or told unless you have an individual conversation, because you just can't put it out there like that. Because once again, people will misinterpret certain things and they'll kind of twist it, misconstrue it to what they wanted to be.
Yep.
And then try to say, oh, well, this is what he said. No, that's not what he said, but that's how you took it. And like I said, I'm not knocking the hustle of any women out there that are looking to empower themselves, but once again, somebody will take it and say, I am knocking the hustle, whatever. I'm not knocking anyone's hustle, but the whole thing is this. We men need you real women. So when you want to sit back and talk about, oh, men ain't shit, or men ain't this, or there ain't no men out here, why don't some of you look at the men that you're raising, or the little boys that you raised to become men? Because I see a lot of chicks out there cursing their little two and three-year-olds out. I see a lot of women out there doing all types of other things in front of their children. I see a lot of women out there showing their ass for whatever, whether it be Instagram or on any other public website, but yet you want to be respected, you want to be treated a certain way.
Right.
Once again.
And then who do you think your son is seeing?
Exactly. So once again.
And your daughter.
Who can men vent to? Who can some of us vent to when we turn around and you don't even take life serious?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not taking life serious, how could I even come to you with something that's weighing heavy on me?
Yep.
Like I said, I don't want anybody to think that I'm like bashing, because I'm not bashing. But the whole thing is this. Once again, we real men need our real women, not the fake eyelashes, fake asses. Because all that physical attributes, eventually it fades away. We need the real stuff, because sex don't keep a man.
Nope.
Sex don't keep a man. It's the other attributes that keep a man. Once again, it's the emotional support, the spiritual, you know what I'm saying, the mental support. That's the stuff that keep a man. That's the stuff.
Right, a man that notices stuff like that.
Yeah,
a man that wants, or he notices stuff like that, because once again, I keep saying, we live in a society now where, once again, nobody is looking, like, everybody's looking on the outer shell and they're not looking on the inside, just like you said, the spiritual, emotional, anything like that. And it's so many people that's, it's like, it's horrible because the scale is unbalanced, where you have so many people, so many men and women that are looking for that, you know, they look for the outside, so they're looking at the outer, but they're not looking at the inner. They're just looking, oh, he look good, he dressed nice, he you know, he looks like this, whatever, you know, they have in their mind of what, you know, physically, what they, you know, what they like. Oh, he got a little bit of money, he got this, yeah, but he could be an asshole. And, you know, like exactly. I said, you go to vent to him, and he be on some, you know, itch, get out my face, or I don't want to hear it, or you complaining, and vice versa. Same thing, oh, she look good, she got all them, you know, the titties and ass, and she looking all good, and she dressed nice, and money, and well, whatever. But guess what? When you in a bind, you can't depend on her. When you feeling a certain way, she's not going to want to listen to you. She figure, you just out here, you just here, just, you know, because I want you here for whatever. But I don't want to hear what you got to say. Just lay down and let me hump on you for two or 3 minutes. And, you know what I'm saying? So it's no, I'm serious. But see, that's going back to what that's going back to what you're saying about the think like a man. That's why I said what I said, because you have these women now that's what it is. Like I said, they listening to these new songs, and they, like I said, there's some group out there, this city guy. I mean, I like a couple of their songs too, but I'm older, so I know better. But you have these young girls growing up, and they listen to these city girls talking about taking money and strip a pole and all that other stuff. And like I said, this is what they're saying in the song. I just want to hump on him for two, 3 minutes to have him mesmerized, and I'm going to leave him on scene on Facebook. So it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I don't want to hear what you got to say. I don't care about your emotions, because you won't, you know, you vent to me, you an itch-ass, you know, Negro and all that other stuff. And, you know, like I said, that's all they're looking for. And then the dude, once again, then when he's dealing with multiple women, then you want to be mad with him, or you looking through his phone and all. What are you doing all of that for? You just, what you just said, you ain't want him for nothing else, but just, you know, what you want him for. So why are you mad?
Exactly. See, another thing is with that whole think like a man but act like a woman. A man don't, unless you're down with that life, you know, you're homosexual or something. A man don't want another man. So if you're
right.
Thinking like a man, why do you think a man? Why would you possibly think another man would want you?
Right.
See, once again, it all relates back to once again. Who can men vent to? How can we talk to who's supposed to be, you know, our rib? I remember back in the days, dudes, you know, used to call, you know, women they wisdom.
Mm-hmm, the wiz, yep.
You know what I'm saying? Or they, you know, we've become so detached from treating our women like queens. A lot of us are not worthy of the title of king.
Yeah,
you know
and
what I'm
they,
so
these.
How do you not treat? You know what I'm saying? The person that's supposed to be holding you down. You know. Great. Like, how do you not do that? That's the thing that I don't understand.
And speaking
a lot of men don't know how to treat women. Because there's women out there that are not really showing them. See, a lot of things they learn from their mothers, or they learn from their sisters, certain things that they learn. They also learn a lot of stuff from their fathers. But, of course, we already see the situation nowadays. 9 out of 10, there's a lot of fathers that are not out there. They may not be active in their kids' life. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
But the mothers, because there's been, you know, mothers who raise their children by themselves, and there are dudes out here that are fine, because that's that wisdom right there. That's that experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? That's that queen shit. See, a queen,
right.
True
that,
queen, how to hold
right.
it down like that.
Right.
So I'm
and,
sorry,
you know, no, I'm sorry. I was just saying, speaking of names, thinking of, just like you said, you know, back in the days, dudes was, you know, they would call their mom's queens or wisdom or my, you know, my old whiz or something like that. And speaking, that's the thing, just like you said, look, the breakdown of it now, these young men and men, they calling the girls bros. Yo, bro, That's not, she's a female. And I've had a personal experience of that with, when I was working with my coworker, and he's a man, and this man is over 40 years old, and I remember one day me and him was talking, he was like, yo, bro, and I looked at him, I said, I'm not your bro. Oh, but you know what, I said, no. I said, I'm a woman with two children. I said, we cool, but you're not going to call me bro. You're going to call me by my name. Or just be like, yo, you know, you could be like, yo, I get that. You know, I get that. Everybody say, yo, I say, yo, to, you know, females, you know, like my friends or whatever. But you're not going to call me bro. And see, I've seen, I'm hearing that a lot, and I'm seeing it a lot where a lot of these young men are calling women bros or calling, yo, bro. This is, now, mind you, this is their girlfriend, baby mama, or whoever. No, that's not your bro. And these females are allowing that. And that's the thing about it. They're allowing the young men to call them that. Ain't no way in hell that my son's father or any dude that I've ever dealt with in my life won't call me bro. Are you kidding me? You address me by my name? Or like if we're talking about something, you'd be like, yo, check this out. So, you know, that's different. But you're not going to call me no bro because I'm not a bro. I'm a female. I'm a woman. Just because I may you know, be a little, I got a little rough exterior sometimes, you know. But that's because I got two sons, but that doesn't take away from me being a woman. And like I said, I'm not a dyke, so you know what I'm saying? I'm not that, so you don't have no reason to you know, but like I said, once again, this is why, that's just what I'm saying, like the breakdown, just like you said, we're supposed to compliment each other. But it's no complimenting anymore because all these hang-ups and the breakdown of men and women and how everybody's supposed to play their role now. It's a breakdown of it now. So just like you said, that's where also where the, you know, the disrespect or not having that, like you said, that nurturing because you're busy calling me bro. And that's not, you know, I ain't nobody bro. You supposed to call me by my name or you know, whatever, but not no bro. Now get out of here. So, I mean, you know, it's, once again, it's sad because, once again, like I said, it's the breakdown, and we're supposed to be able to vent. My thing is vent to each other. If we're in a relationship, or even if we're not in a relationship, if we're friends or whatever, and, you know, male and female, and we're friends or whatever, okay, you should be able to come and vent to me about something if you're having an issue or problem or whatever, and I can help you the best way that I can. Now, I think the problem is also that, you know, once again, it's a difference between venting and just being like you're just complaining or you're being a whiner. Two different things. Two different things. So, it's okay. I think it's okay, and I think it should be a thing of where, you know, a man should be able, black man or whatever, should be able to, you know, vent or tell their, you know, tell how they're feeling today or what. But because you know what, that could be the beginning. This is how mental issues start. That could be a beginning of a mental issue. You just don't know it.
True.
That could be the beginning of a mental issue.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think the way things are set up or have been set up is for the family structure to be like kind of, you know,
absolutely
dismantled anyway. So
yep.
When you don't have one relying on the other, when you don't have one relying on the other, you know, it's a lot of things that can happen. And but one thing, the main thing is miscommunication can happen. And when miscommunication happens, like everything else seems to just remain in disarray. I mean, like I said, I have, you know, no qualms with women empowering women taking their place, whatever, and doing whatever it is. But once again, the real men ask for women to continue to be women, nurturing women. We need kind of like that old school woman back, the woman who can turn around, like make a 3-course meal, and at the same time tell her husband or her man that came home from a hard day's work, like, yo, listen, you can go out there and do it. You can make it happen. Mm-hmm. So that he can turn, come home the next day with flowers and take you out for a three-course dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how everything kind of, you know, works.
Compliment each other.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, some people would take it as, oh, well, I got to go home and make, see, it'll take one person to say, oh, well, I got to go home and cook. Like, I'm not saying that you do, but I'm just saying in general, and even still, why wouldn't you want to know how to cook? Like, listen, I'm not a bachelor, I'm not single, you know what I'm saying? I'm my fiance, but the whole thing is, I cook for her. Why wouldn't you want to learn how to cook? Wouldn't you want
to
cook for yourself? You want
to
eat out all the time? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't get that. Go ahead.
One day I was saying, I was talking to this lady and she was like leaving my job. And I said something about cooking. And like her man, he was like, what? He said, cook. He said, please, you better get something from the store. And I was like, whoa. I said, okay.
It's a boat.
Now, old school woman tell you, yeah, you better make sure you know how to burn them pots or he'll be someplace else.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I don't get that either.
I believe, once again, it's vice versa. Like, dude, you got to make yourselves worthy as well. You got to be able to just, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be the hunter. You know what I'm saying? You also got to know how to, you know, feel home too. You got to make your woman feel comfortable. You got to make your woman or your significant other feel relaxed. You got to make her feel like there's some place you want to come to.
Mm-hmm.
That's my issue, man. We're losing, once again, communication. Everything is being
lost.
You
lost it already. You talking about losing. We lost it already.
Yeah,
you
lost
that already. That's gone.
You're right, and it's sad because now it puts everybody, like, in a limbo. Like you said, everybody running around having sex, you know, they're mistaken lust for love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we in love. No, you're not. You just want some
No,
sex.
You're not.
Like, that's all it is. Like, everybody's just looking at lust and calling it love. That ain't love, man.
Right. And like I always say, there's nothing wrong with you know, having sexual relations with somebody or whatever it is. But you know what? I got to at least, like I said, the love will come out. If I like you, then that love is going to come easy.
Exactly.
It's going to come easy. Let me like you first. Let me like you. In terms of physically, I mean, you know, physically, okay, I like you because, you know, you put it down and I put, you know. Okay, let's talk about mental. Like, mentally, can we sit down and have a conversation after we have, you know, our little, you know, we can have our little pillow talk and we talk about something. It don't have to be nothing intellectual, but just talk about something. Talk about our lives or your life or something that's going on in your life. Like, can we sit down and talk about that after? Okay, so then that's the second thing. All right, we got that. Once again, just like you said, it's about, you know, also respecting in terms of, you know, once again, you know, listen, I'll make you a little, you know, cook you a little something or whatever, but once again, can you do that for me as well? Can you make me something after? Can you make, how about this? Can you make me a goddamn sandwich after the activity? Okay? Can you go in there and be like, yo, boo, you want me to make you a sandwich? Yeah, even if it's a damn peanut butter and jelly sandwich, thank you. And a glass of milk. Almond milk. Okay. Almond milk. But yeah, that's what I'm just saying. Can you make me a peanut? Like, if you can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you doing something. With some almond milk. You doing something. You at least doing something because I know you could do something.
True. Well, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people just rather do nothing than actually do something. And think that it's okay. That's why a lot of dudes out there, besides the fact that they think it's manly to just, you know, box it all up. Not really. Not nowadays.
Yep.
That's not in the description of what being a man is. I mean, holding it down is one thing, but keeping it bottled up is something totally different because we all need somebody, whether we want to admit it or not. You know, sometimes we just need somebody to holler at. And it's not always your boys, one of your boys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because there's nothing like at the end of a rough day, going and laying in your lady's arms, or, you know what I'm saying, or getting a hug from your mom and that pat on the back, like, yo, you're going to be good.
Right,
and
absolutely.
The batteries. Recharge the batteries, and it sends you back out into the world ready, like,
right.
you got this word. You got that nurturing.
Right.
You got somebody that's telling you, you know what I'm saying, it's okay. Because, like I said, your boys can tell you, yo, B, this, we got you, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
And, right, just like, you know, like I said with my sons, you know, they have their girlfriends, and you know what, that's why, you know, like I said, I'm not going to do no, I'm not going to baby, I don't baby them. Oh, I try not to, I don't baby them, or I try not to. I'm here for, listen, I tell them all the time, I'm always be your mother, I'm going to be always here. If you need this, you can't even vent to your woman, I'm going to always be here. As long as I'm physically here, you even vent to me in the spiritual world. I don't care, but you're going to always be able to vent to me. You're
going
to always be able to vent to me. And a lot of... Right, a lot of men growing, like I said, a lot of men that are grown men now, that was their problem. They don't have the mothers, their mothers didn't even want to be bothered with them. Like, you understand what I'm saying? And they couldn't go vent to their mothers because then it's like I said, oh, you acting like an itch. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Da, 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 da. Or they had the other kids, so they couldn't, you know, it's a lot of factors involved in that. But you have to listen to your children.
And that's
yeah.
a turn off. But here, that's a big turn off right there for a woman to tell, like when a dude is saying, hey, listen, I want to talk to you. Oh, stop acting like a punk. Oh, you a punk. You this and that. You busy talking about your problems of the day. This going on with me. That going on with me. I got my own stuff. That's a turn off. That's a turn off. So when you think you hot shit, you ain't nothing but cold pee. Nothing but
cold pee.
You ain't nothing but cold pee. You think you got shit, but you ain't nothing but cold pee. Because my thing is, why would you even want to talk that talk to the person you label
right.
your man? The person that spoke
right,
to
exactly.
thing you protect you. Why would you blow him off like that? You think that,
right.
you know what I'm saying? You think that to the person that you want to do good by you, this is how you speak life into them. This is how you talk to them. See, that's some women out there, they don't know, some of them don't know the power that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about between your legs. It's not
yep.
about that, because most dudes
some
nowadays
words you
go
speak.
For that.
Exactly. It's the words you speak. It's what you're bringing
invaluable.
Out your mouth.
It's invaluable. Real men hear that, and like I said, it'll make them move mountains. Because they know they got that person, you know, that actually believes in them, that person that's riding for them. So they're going to ride back harder.
Yep.
You know, some get it, but some don't. But, you know, once again, you know, fellas, like, yeah, we live in a society where we live in a world now where it's not really, you know, it's not about us. It's the little guy. The one that's working 9 to 5. But even the ones that got money, they need somebody to talk to too. But some of them, you know what I'm saying, they're being used and abused for what they have or what they can do.
Yep. And that's,
like,
you know, it's just a sad situation. It's sad. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's sad. But like you said, I think it's a bit late on the turnaround. Like, I don't know. It would take a whole 2 generations to just kind of reverse a lot of the fuckery that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right
oh,
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think, too. Yeah, it's going to take 2 or 3 generations for that to, you know, revert back to that type of thing, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope, too. But right now, I don't know, you know, going outside, you know, you look around and you see things and, you hope things change, but then you notice that they are staying the same, and it's even worse.
Yeah, they're staying the same because nobody wants to, you know, everybody wants to be on, you know, it's like, I don't want to be left out. Like, that's how I feel that it's like, oh, I don't want to be the oddball. I don't want to be the one left out to do something. Oh, I don't want to be ripped. It's like, you know, like, it's just like with Facebook and Instagram. You say one thing, and you got everybody, you state a different opinion, and everybody jumps on you because you're not thinking like how they think.
Oh,
so nobody wants
yeah,
to be singled out. Yeah, nobody wants to be singled out. It's like, you know, it's just like I said, if you treating a woman a certain way, but then your boy's like, oh, you treating her like, oh, man, why are you doing this for him? Why are you doing that? Why are you buying flowers? Why is it? Because this is what I do. What you do with your women, you do what you want. That's
yeah,
your business.
To them dudes that's talking that shit, yeah, keep listening to those little rap dudes. Cause trust me, they don't want no dude like you treating their daughter like that. They don't want no dude like you treating their sister like that. See, it's interesting how people can talk that shit, but they don't want to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Cats talk all that junk, but they don't want you treating any female they know like that. They gonna want a respectable man to be around their daughter, or a respectable man to be around their sister, or even their mother. But yet they sitting up there talking crap. You think they treat their woman like that? Nah.
Right, exactly.
It's a facade.
It's a facade. It's just like, yeah, it's a facade. Just like, you know, that's just like, you know, social media. Everybody puts on these airs on social media, but in real life, that's not what's going on. You know, that's not what's going on. You putting that on there because you trying to, you know, impress, or you trying to prove a point, or you trying to, you know, show people, oh yeah, I'm still, you know, I got it all under control. And meanwhile, you know, you at home getting emasculated or browbeated or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you wanna make it seem like you got it all, you know, like you got it all together.
And you don't. That's the problem. Well,
and you don't.
Before we run out of here, man, like I said, I just want to say to the brothers out there, black, white, whatever, you know, pick and choose that queen wisely. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something that's going to help you definitely in the long run. You know, if you think you out there alone in the world, you're not. There are queens out there. But you know what I'm saying? You just got to pick a queen. Don't expect, you know what I'm saying, a princess to be a queen. And it's not always your responsibility to train her to be such.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? There's certain trials and tribulations that everyone has to go through to better themselves. Sometimes you can't be on everybody's journey. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own path. Everybody got their own journey. Certain things you just got to do on your own, you know. I remember I was watching Shaka Zulu years ago, and he had said in the movie, a man who builds a path to heaven must walk alone. And I feel that's the same thing for women too. Sometimes people got to do things, you know, on their own. They got to before they could be something to someone else.
Right.
So when it comes down to who can mend into, listen, there's always somebody out there, whether it's in the friend zone, somebody in your family, you know, you got to use your resources. Someone's out
mm-hmm.
there. But all I got to say is women, tighten up, because as men, we need y'all. Don't think that we need you to be women, not women thinking like men. We need you to be nurturing women.
Right, a woman. Period.
We need you to be that woman, not one of these millennial chicks. We need you to be that woman.
Like I said, a man needs to be a man. You have to let a man be a man regardless. Like I said, we know there's something out there, you know, I know, and I'm not saying, you know, before we leave, I'm not saying, you know, let a dude walk all over. I would never say that. But you have to let a man be a man. Right, you have to let him be a man. You can't try to nip it in the bud, or you can't. You have to let him be a man. You have to let a man do what he does. You can't stop him from doing certain things that this is what a man does, or this is what he does.
Yeah, because most of a man can't stop a woman from being a woman.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. There has to be a balance out there, and we need to get back to that. But once again, like you said, let's see what these next generations are going to be like.
Scale's broken. So much for balance. So, we're going to wrap this one up. Big Red, Brother B. We're going to catch you next Sunday. We probably trying to do something fun.
Okay.
Get your ribs cracking and all that. So, big shout out to the Absolute Truth crew. Hope to catch y'all tomorrow night. Blog Talk Radio. Sean Black, Ladies T, K Dog, and from his Hot Rod on Blog Talk Radio. Another one in the can, Red. The menu.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Be safe and be easy. Stay cool, damn it. Stay
and
cool.
Be cool. Be cool, Scooby Doo.
Oh my gosh. Later, man.
Later.